In 2006, the Humboldt High School football team won the school's first and so far only state championship. Coming into the 2006 season, the expectations were high for the Wildcat football team. They had a senior-heavy unit with 29 and a lot of exceptional talent. In the regular season, the team went 8-1, won the district title at 7-0, and were highly motivated to make some noise in the playoffs. The team's coach and current Humboldt Activities Director, Greg Thomas, tells the story of their playoff run.
We felt like we had the better team in the first two rounds. We beat ADM the first round, and then we beat Sheraton. And Sheraton game, it was a cold night here. I'm glad it was here. We had a good crowd. They were a tough football team. If I remember right, we won 24-7, but it was a hard-fought football game. They had some tough kids. I just remember a sense of relief when we scored that very first touchdown, just feeling like, okay, now we're ahead. We can just play our style of ball. And as the clock was ticking down, realizing we're going to get to the Unidome, it was pretty emotional. It was a pretty neat feeling for the coaches and for the players, obviously, and I think for the community. When we went over there for the semifinal game against Lamar's, it was a rematch from the last year. Both communities followed really well, but our side was just a sea of blue and gold. It looked like everybody in the community was there. And the first half of that football game did not go very well. We got a first down on the first drive, and then they held us, and we had to punt. We had a bad snap on the punt. It rolled through our punter's legs, and it went all the way inside the 10. We had a tremendous defensive stand to hold them, and then we blocked the field goal attempt. But it did not look good, and we were down 14-0 at halftime, and we just hadn't done a whole lot. And then in the third quarter, we kind of caught fire. Spencer Ross, I think he went something like 8 out of 10 passing in the third quarter and really got the offense clicking. How could I forget the opening kickoff of the second half? Tanner Campen recovered a fumble. Adam Vitsen went down and hit the ball carrier and knocked the ball loose on the opening kickoff of the second half. And Tanner Campen recovered it on about the 7 or 8 yard line, and we went and scored. That was a huge momentum shift. And then we scored twice and tied it up, and then we won to overtime and won. And just to have a chance to play for the state title was one of our goals, but it was still, you know, beyond your wildest dreams to actually get a chance to fulfill that goal. And that last game against Clear Lake, we couldn't have written the script any better to play a North Central Conference opponent who we hadn't had a whole lot of success against over the years. They'd beaten us earlier that year, 21-0. They shut us out, and our kids played so great that afternoon and just really dominated that game. And just so happy for the kids for all the hard work and everything they'd experienced, the tough loss the year before. But I think I was quoted in the paper. I remember saying this, and I really believe it. I don't know if I've ever been around as mentally focused a group of 16 to 18-year-old young men in that four-week playoff run as we were that year. They were just locked into practices. They were sharp and crisp, and they just did a great job for us.
The 2006 Humboldt High School football team featured 11 first-team all-district selections and 3 honorable mentions. Some notable players from that squad include Tyler Nielsen, who led the team in tackles and went to play for the University of Iowa as an outside linebacker. Jordan Smith led the team in rushing with 1,642 yards and 22 touchdowns and was second on the team with 63 tackles defensively. He went on to play inside linebacker for the University of Northern Iowa. Cody Huntermark went on to play for the Iowa Hawkeyes as both an offensive and defensive lineman. The biggest aspect about this team for Coach Thomas was the team was built on a bunch of young men who were willing to accept their role. While many didn't get the limelight, they all embraced their role. This played into what was a good special team season, according to the coach. Forever in the history books, the 2006 Humboldt High School football season is one the coaches, team, school, and community will not be forgetting anytime soon. That'll do it for your Humboldt Sports History Today. I'm Donovan Mann.